AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What do you think now? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? Penn State freshman Caitlin Forensic watched the presidential debate last night.
Clinton seemed very programmed. She seemed like she was reading off of something, even though obviously she wasn't, but it seemed very robotic. And I thought Trump was very passionate and natural, and I think that's who I'm going to vote for now.
Presidential debate expert Alan Schroeder thinks Donald Trump had some good moments last night.
He might have gotten off some valid criticism of her on some of the points on the economy or trade or some of the issues that he might be more associated with.
But Hillary Clinton?
She was just basically, you know, strafing him with gunfire.
Our Mark Smith was at the debate last night and joins us live this morning.
Rita, this was very much the Rock'em Sock'em contest this so far turbulent campaign foretold.
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina.
Donald, I know you live in your own reality.
Hillary has experience, but it's bad experience.
I prepared to be president, and I think that's a good thing.
Over much of the 90-plus minutes, Trump sought to make the case, and America, far off on the wrong track, is Clinton's fault, while she attacked his business record, his past statements on women, his refusal to release his tax returns. And Trump insisted he was right to raise doubts about President Obama's birth, even though she called that a racist birther lie. And Rita, the best part is they'll do it again in St. Louis in under 2 weeks. Rita?
All right. Mark Smith live at the debate. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says lone wolf attacks are as much of a threat to this country as terror attacks directed from overseas. He'll tell a Senate committee that today. Angry Charlotte, North Carolina residents let city council members have it for hours last night at a council meeting, saying police officers are unaccountable and civic leaders have failed to change things. Last week, police shot a black man dead in Charlotte. This is AP Radio News. Court documents show Arjan Chetan confessed to killing five people at a mall in Washington State. Ed Donahue reports.
The documents show Chetan shot all five victims in 1 minute and left the rifle with a 25-round magazine on a cosmetics counter before leaving Macy's at the Cascade Mall. His stepfather, David Marshall, was in court.
Arjan has had mental health issues that we have been trying to work on with him.
Justin Smith's classmate was one of the five victims.
Go shopping there and just could have happened to me, could have happened to anyone. She's at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Chetan has a criminal record going back at least 2 years, and a frightened neighbor said she kept a stun gun near her front door. I'm Ed Donahue.
Entire neighborhoods of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, are largely abandoned as residents there watch anxiously. The quickly rising Cedar River is threatening to inundate the city with devastating floodwaters. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.